Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
April 17, 1806. Still struggling to buy horses. The expedition is camped just below the Salilo Falls, still traveling in small canoes and not making much progress. Horses would be able to carry loads and travel much faster on land, as the corps are now out of the steep walls of the Columbia River Gorge. The captains have not been successful in purchasing horses, as the prices are high and the horses are scarce. Captain Clark writes,
"I rose early and took a position near to the village, and exposed the articles I had for sale. Great numbers of Indians came from different directions, some from below, some from above, and others across the country from the Tapeat River. I obtained a sketch of the Columbia, as also Clark's River. I made a bargain with the chief, who has more horses than all the village besides, for 2 horses. Soon after, he canceled his bargain, and we again bargained for 3 horses. They were brought forward, and only 1 fit for service. The others had such intolerable backs as to render them entirely unfit for service. As I would not take the 3, he would sell the good one to me, and we were off the bargain. I then packed up and was about setting out for the falls when 1 Indian sold me 2 horses, and 1 other 1 horse, and some others said they wished to trade, which caused me to conclude to delay here 1 more night. Many of the natives from above come and said they would trade, but asked a higher price than I thought I could give, or rather more than this nation asked. I sent Crozat, Weiser, Willard, and McNeil back to Captain Lewis, informing him of my ill success, and advising him to proceed on to this place as soon as possible, and my intentions of proceeding on to the falls to purchase horses if possible. Captain Lewis sent me a note by Shannon, informing me that he would set out early on tomorrow morning early. Captain William Clark, April 17, 1806.
Shannon also told Captain Clark that Captain Lewis advised paying double for the horses. The falls that Clark referred to was the Dalles, around which they would have to portage, making the horses a real necessity. The canoes would be cut up for fuel, or traded. Captain Clark spent the night uncomfortably with a chief who had nothing to eat and no wood to raise a fire for warmth. He did, however, have a few buffalo robes. Tomorrow, the first rapids.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.